The Norwegian ambassador to South Sudan, Lincoln Berryman, says agriculture and food security is top on the development agenda for her government. She says that a long-standing partnership with the Food and Agriculture Organization is intended to provide sustainability and transformative solutions to the food insecurity problems in South Sudan.
The agreement that we have just signed will promote climate-smart agriculture, strengthen the food production value chain, and increase smallholders' resilience. At the same time, we note that the causes underlying food insecurity in South Sudan are numerous and overlapping. Significant among these is ongoing conflict, which disrupts and prevents food production activities. South Sudan is very fertile, with huge potential to be a regional food basket.
The $9 million project draws on a concept of linking humanitarian development and peace-building initiative that features both emergency and resilience activities. Meshack Malo, the FAO country representative in South Sudan, says his organization will train farmers to reduce post-harvest crop loss during transport, handling, and storage.
This project is going to be in a number of states that we've selected, including, for instance, in areas that are even having refugees like Maban. The type of support is mostly going to be in two main areas. One is livelihood support that mostly entails seeds and tools. And secondly, it's going to contribute in a big way on livestock vaccination and treatment, because livestock is a very important asset for the people of South Sudan.
Malo says the project will support 360,000 people with emergency livelihood and resilience activity and will help vaccinate 1.5 million animals.
Yeah, for the vaccination, we've selected particularly areas of Upper Nile. And our selection has been based because we cover countrywide. We've looked at those areas of Upper Nile and Jonglei, in which we have significant numbers of livestock, and they contribute also when you look at the food security situation in those areas.
The FAO chief says some states in South Sudan are in dire need of capacity building for government employees.
Yeah, when we look at the states such as Upper Nile, where we're going to work, capacity building of those state government, of the state officials, to be able to work with us, even to deliver services, is very important. Just yesterday, we had a small delivery of 13 computers to all the director generals, but some of them did not have the skill to utilize these computers. So we're going to be running short courses to be able to bring them into e-literacy.
FAO has yet to identify local partners for the new project. Malo says the organization will issue a call for partners to work with in early 2023. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.